This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. And yes, everybody is in the car on this day, July 8th, Tuesday. We're going to get all right to it, but yes, I'm happy because we got our man John Martin back. Grizz fall to the Jazz last night, 112-111 is close, as Drew Hill wrote over at the Daily Memphian. Close as in one size, maybe. The size of the shoe had been a little different. Maybe G.G. Jackson's three is a game-tying three, and it goes into overtime. Instead, it's a two. You lose by one. Bryce Sensabaugh, game of his life. That's all I got to say. Now, you got to slow that man down at some point. You know, you got to put the new Grizz defense under Isolo. You got to slow that man down at some point. He's always going to remember that one, a summer league or at least a Utah record for the time being. But it did. You came up short. There are still things we like to see. I can't wait to hear what my partner has to say on it because we got two games, obviously, that I'm interested to hear his opinions on for the Grizzlies. You are now 1-1. Chance to make it 2-1 tonight against 0-2 Philly. Yes, I'm counting. Before we head on out to Vegas, start play Friday there against the Boston Celtics. 76ers will be checking them out. Finish my monologue here. We've got a four-time Olympic gold medal winner coming to town this weekend. Are you aware of that?
Somebody tweeted me that yesterday. I didn't know what they were talking about.
Big news. Sydney McLaughlin. Lavroni. How would you pronounce that, BC? Program director, number one, executive
producer.
Lavroni or Lavrone?
Gotcha.
He left me out there by myself, didn't he?
You still blowing the wind.
I should know her name.
Yeah.
Because of how great she is.
Yeah.
And she'll be looking to break the American and world record this weekend in Memphis.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
That is a big deal. That is a very big deal.
So a lot to discuss.
Yep. Back from a nice little trip to Washington, D.C.
How was it?
It was good. We got to see the Capitol. We got to see, the Washington Monument. There were some things that we didn't have time to see that we would have liked to. It'll always be there. We can always go back. Check the boxes, went to a few museums, and got the full, view of it. So
you got the bill done.
Yeah. Got the bill done while I was there. Saw the parade, basically, yeah. The air parade, the B-2 bombers accompanied by the fighter jets.
Yes.
So that was a very patriotic moment. If it didn't make me feel like I was in North Korea, but that's sort of neither here nor there.
I was going to say, I mean, it just all lined up right on your trip.
Yeah.
Historic.
Now, the way that worked was, we were walking out of, we went to the Spy Museum, which is heavily war theme, right? Like World War II, all, whatever. And we step out of the building. We're taking pictures in front of the sign, and we hear this like sonic boom. Like we hear this like huge noise that's like not normal.
Right.
And you're looking around like, what the hell is that? And you turn around and you see this. I mean, it's like a UFO basically. Like the thing was like a UFO.
And everybody's around you, looking up, even people that might have been expecting this. I'm sure.
Yeah, and then of course you see the fighter jets, the F-16s, right, escorting it. But man, what an aircraft that is! I think that's the one that dropped the bunker busters the nukes in Iran. And I don't know if it was that specific one that was being flown, but it's that model.
I'm sure it's unbelievable, probably overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. Yeah, your first was, what the hell am I? Oh yeah, this is July 4th.
How'd your kids receive that? They were crying, screaming.
Yeah. Amazingly, it wasn't that. Okay. It was like.
You were the one freaking out.
It was not getting ice cream that sent the kids screaming. Not the B-2 bombers, of course. But no, it was a good trip. You know, you make the best of it when you have two kids under five.
Mm.
One thing I would say is that the D.C. subway is really nice.
Okay.
I mean, that's definitely that was a big observation. Like, I mean, it's really, you know, clean and maintained as opposed to like New York's got rats and pizza everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was impressed with the public transit.
Public transport, good. Checking that box.
I saw Georgetown University. You know, shout out to Ed Cooley, Pat Ewing, you know, DeJuan Summers,
John Thompson.
John Thompson saw Georgetown. Washington, D.C. is a very, very small place.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind that you could be in D.C. and in 10 minutes you're in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that just
it's all together.
Yeah, that's weird. Or Virginia.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the DMV.
But it's like us and the Olive Branch.
That's right. I did not see Jaden Daniels. I thought I might see him walking around. Did not. He was not there.
I'm so sick of hearing his name. That's personal. Has nothing to do with you.
Right. Because you could have had him. You could have had him. But now this is your time.
They wrote us off like Geno. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like. But
it's actually a great position to be in, if we're being honest.
I don't know. Mike Tannenbaum says all the pressure's on us.
I don't feel like that at all.
I just told Brad same thing yesterday. There's a million quarterbacks in the NFL got more pressure on than Caleb Williams.
That's right. I mean, yeah,
he's a number one draft pick, and he's got pressure. He's got a new coach that's supposed to be a genius.
Yeah.
But come on, man. What are we talking about here? Number one, you finally got coaching.
That's right.
You had none last year.
That's right.
In a year that you only threw six picks, 20 touchdowns, threw 3,500 yards.
He actually had a better year than people think.
Now, what I told him is because of the C.J. Stroud year the year before and because of Jaden Daniels last year making it all the way to the NFC Championship game, folks look at 3,500, 20 touchdowns and six picks and say that's not a great year. But the fact is now you've got – offensive genius.
We'll see what he
upgrades at offensive line.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Really, there's more pressure on Ben Johnson to get him right.
Right.
Right than there is on Caleb in his second year of a 5-year deal.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Thank you. Good to have you back when you're back here agreeing with me and patting me on the back.
I didn't see him walking around. I did not see.
He's good. Don't get me wrong.
Who's a wizard? Who's a wizard right now?
Not Jordan Poole.
I did not see
him. Yeah, Marcus Smart is a wizard.
Did not see Marcus Smart.
You didn't see him up there?
Didn't see him. Mm-mm. Nope.
He never dyed his hair blue, did he? It was like he was never here.
Yeah. It was just
It was green.
It was green even when really he was playing.
He never, his heart was never here, did it?
It was not. It certainly was not. So, anyway, I did go to a baseball game. I went to the Nationals-Red Sox game.
It feels like we're doing a lot of baseball. The show.
He's
gone to a couple games, I think. I've been to a game. Now you've been to a game.
Yes. I cannot tell you anything about the game. I mean, it was a dud, really. It was like 11-2. Like, the Red Sox just killed them, like, from the jump. And I think they fired some people. I think after the weekend, the Nats fired some people.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I don't remember.
You saw the end of that, too.
I'm not surprised that heads are rolling because that was an embarrassment. On July the 4th, you put up two runs. They had the guy, James Wood, you know, who everybody's excited about. He didn't really do much. I mean, I know he's a stud young prospect. It's one game, but they don't have much else up there, it feels like.
Oh, Redbirds got their stud prospect coming up.
When
I said Redbirds, I mean the Cardinals, big-time prospect. It's going to be with the Redbirds here shortly.
Brad didn't think
I know that, but I've been watching closely. They're bringing up the young pups, Brad. Look like y'all going to do what we talked about.
They got a guy like that?
Yeah, he's one of the top prospects in baseball, and I think the top prospect in their organization. Yeah, he'll be here, I think, starting today, as a matter of fact.
What's his name?
Not Mason Wynn, who was the last one. And he's up with the big club.
Yeah.
Now.
Weatherholt. JJ Weatherholt.
There he is.
Doesn't
that sound like a kind of a stud's name?
It sounds like a stud St. Louis Cardinal.
Weatherholt.
Yeah, like it definitely does.
One of their young dudes coming up.
Didn't the Cardinals have like a big time prospect come through Memphis, you know?
Jordan.
Walker.
Jordan Walker was number four.
Okay. He's in Springfield right now. Okay. I had a friend whose kid pitched against him 2 days ago.
Is that injury? What? Why did
rehab,
he?
Rehab. And also rehab. Results.
Yeah. Okay. So he hasn't.
He's trying to work it back. They're probably going to bounce him straight from Springfield up to St. Louis once he's right and 100, and he's close.
Okay.
All right.
So I loved it, but breaking down the Cardinals.
There's your farm report.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hey.
Cardinals blow right now, and they're the Redbirds are not doing well. They're in last place right now.
Is Weatherholt what position does he play?
Weatherholt is a second baseman. Question. He came from West Virginia. They drafted him in 2024. So he's he's a 22-year-old from West Virginia.
Do you know the other thing that happened in baseball while you're gone? I know you saw it, but friend of the show, your friend Brent Rooker. Named All-Star, second Rooker, time in 3 years. No. Did you hear the quote? He said he never thought that first time around he'd make it back.
Wow.
He thought just like with his career and how, you know, sort of a long shot it was that making the All-Star game was probably once in a lifetime. He got snubbed last year, should have been on it. But the point was when he made it the first time, he thought, okay, I better savor this.
That's right.
Dude's back, bro.
That's amazing.
Look at his numbers, man. He's shined the consistency now. He's an All-Star, and we had another one from the University of Memphis.
Hunter Goodman.
Yes, former Arlington High standout.
Such Memphis flavor in the majors.
Dude, we're past. We don't produce basketball all stars anymore.
That's
we produce MLB all stars.
I mean, that is pretty nuts to say, but it's true. We produce more baseball all stars than we do basketball all stars.
As Brad pointed out, don't forget about Austin Riley, how good he is with the Braves. I mean, that's a guy that any year could be an all star. You know, and I'm sure we'll make many many all star games going forward.
That's pretty nuts to say in a sentence. But
it is.
It's true. Anyway, yeah, a lot to get to on the show today. Summer League, Utah Summer League is going on. I do have some breaking news. I have canceled my trip to Vegas for Summer League.
Is it because we lost last night?
Yes. I immediately got on with my travel agent. I said, I'm not going out here to support this team.
Because you've seen enough from Jalen and Gigi. Shut it down. There's no need to go.
Well, yes. Yes.
I saw your tweet.
Exactly. Now, that was on, what was that
after game one.
The
Saturday, I believe.
Yeah,
the guy
last night had my equilibrium all messed up. Because Thurl Bailey.
Yeah, I love Thurl.
He kept saying that all the games happened the night before. Like, he was like, did you catch that?
Yeah, I think the first time. Yeah, it was Saturday. The games were on Saturday.
Right, but correct. He was like.
So it threw you off because you've been traveling.
Yeah, the first game I was watching, it was a Philly and OKC, and he's like, you know, they're playing a slower pace because they're so tired from the night before. Like, they didn't play the night before, man. They didn't play last night. What are you talking about? So he definitely, I was like, was I supposed to be at work? Like, you know, I didn't know. So Thurl was not.
Funny.
At his best last night, in my view. But
I always how Thurl is he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, he
and
is.
So is his buddy.
Yep. Are they the Utah team?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, they stink.
I never hear them except every summer Utah Summer League because we're rarely, you know.
I was just completely unimpressed.
That man said they stink. Thurl's been is a Utah hero.
Man,
I mean, he walks around there. I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be. It's like Hank McDowell walking around Memphis.
But
he had the
names wrong. He called a Grizzly like by the wrong name. Like,
well, I mean, it's summer league.
I know,
though,
but
bro.
Like,
you know
I mean, is he getting paid for that, man? Be a professional.
I didn't know Thurl was going to get blasted today.
Well, Thurl's going to get as a
I
lot
used
of
to
people
play
get.
With him on Lakers versus Celtics. He was at Utah, 6'10".
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was one of the taller players on the
that
game.
That was what the
Thurl
game was
Bay.
Called? Lakers,
yes, Lakers
versus
Celtics.
But you could play with any team?
I think that was, I can't remember if that was Sega Genesis or not. Yeah, you could play with any team.
That definitely sounds like Sega Genesis.
I think it was Sega Genesis. Anyway, we're getting too sidetracked.
I didn't think Thurl was at his best. But it's not because of the Grizzlies' loss last night. It's mostly because I messed it up and was going way too late.
Okay.
And also no Zach Edey. And by the time we got there, I was going next Tuesday, a week from now. Idiot is going to be flying? Everybody's going to be wanting to go home by next Tuesday. Nobody's going to be flying in. You know, everybody's going to be done. So I'm just going to thug it out here on the show, and we'll be covering it live here from Memphis. Yes, Summer League, our favorite time of year.
Yeah, we'll have our people out there too, though. Love Drew. And perhaps Jessica.
Yes, oh. Jessica and Drew are out there now.
Perfect.
Drew's going. I think his dates are the 9th or the 13th. For the first couple of days, he'll be out there. So, I don't know. Like, if I was doing an updated Summer League report, like that tweet, I would say, GG, again, get ready 10 days, brother. You're staying. Jalen Wells, no need, although I wasn't really impressed with last night, I would say. And then Cam may have halved his tenure after last night. I would, you know, if he wants to play, he probably does. I'd say go ahead. But the way he shot the ball and the way he's handling the ball right now, you could play three games and you can come on back if you want. That would be my updated. But GG, I know he had better numbers last night. He's not there yet. He's just not there. And I think I actually fell asleep, full transparency from the travel day. But I just watched the game tying.
You don't have anything to be ashamed of. It was the ugliest summer league game ever. What are you talking about? I fell asleep. I did too.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I went back and saw that it came down to the shot by Gigi. But
right.
77, what was it, foul calls, 68 free throws, 47 turnovers between the teams. We don't need to sit up here and act like we're watching art and have to, you know.
It's pretty disgusting basketball.
You know, pull something beautiful out, some take that we think is going to stand up forever out of this. It's a mess.
Yes, it is.
Gigi had some moments there where, again, you see the immaturity. But I thought too, here's what you want him to understand, and maybe Brevin Knight can speak to this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to set up a show. Jessica Benson's going to join us at 11:25.
I didn't want to run over.
Brevin Knight's
going to,
yeah, I'm a little
too
rusty. Thank you. Jessica Benson, 11:25, Brevin Knight, 1:25.
You just want to see him understand what professionalism is all about. Number one is asking to be out here or saying, yeah, I'll play summer league. That's part of it. That's step number one. You want to see a professional effort in all of these games. I think so far we have. Clearly, defensively is where he really, you know, has still got to make some great strides. Especially for this organization, where it's so key that as a whole, you get back to that defensively, finding your identity again. It was gone end of last season. We've talked about that. Gigi's going to be on the floor. He's got to be a part of getting him back. And so, and that's where the challenge has been. He's always been a bucket in his career. Can you guard, man? Can you use that big, all that length and that big body to guard? And so that's what you want to see. Look, since ball went off last night, and so whether it was Jalen, whether it was, you know, whoever you had on him, yeah, you forced a lot of turnovers, but individually you gave up a monster game to him. I thought your boy Ace Bailey looked a lot more comfortable
after
a bad Saturday.
Oh, he was
where
horrible
he got ragged. Your VJ Edgecombe was shining.
Yes, he
and whereas
was.
Ace Bailey was struggling.
Yep.
He had a nice, decent 18 points, but it looked much more comfortable. I had no turnovers last night. But Bryce Sensabaugh, you couldn't stop him. That's going to be the thing for GG, for all these guys. You know, you got to be able to get out and stop people. It can't just be about getting a bucket. So back to GG, he's got to understand that.
No doubt. I mean, and you said it, like he, dude, that pass was not intended for him.
Did you look at it?
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that. I thought that pass from Cam was kind of intended
for
pulling.
It was going, I was 100%.
Who looked behind the 3-point line and ready for a shot? GG's like, give me the ball and caught it on the run.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And look, that's immaturity, right? That's like trying to force
weirdly,
the issue.
Weirdly, kind of, yeah, in a way.
Like, you want to be the hero.
It kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
Whereas Pullen was standing there behind the line.
Yeah.
And, I didn't want to, but I'm glad you looked at it. Nobody's talking about that. It looked like Gigi kind of snatched up a pass that wasn't intended for him at the end.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And then it was not a three. It was a two.
Right, because he's running on that. Yes. It's not intended for a runner for you. It's intended for pulling in the corner.
Now, look, the result doesn't matter, right? Whether the player loses game, it won't matter. It's like, you know, but are you seeing enough from Gigi Jackson? Are you seeing enough from Cam? Are you seeing enough from Jalen? You know, I still think, like, for me personally, my internal jury still out on Gigi. Like, I don't.
He's got a lot more to prove. He's still so young.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got, you know, Bryce Sensabaugh's out there third year, too. Averaged 10 points last year, shot 40%. He's playing third year.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you know, all these guys, you know, what have they proven, whether it's Jalen Wells or whatever else?
Yeah.
I mean, Utah's saying we want him out there. Now, they're in a different place.
Yes.
You know, everybody's young.
I mean, dude, that's
they're
their
gonna
main
tank
roster.
Next year. They got their main roster out there. They're going to tank. But I'm just saying, this stuff's not beneath any of our guys that aren't
that's
named
right.
Job, Moran, and Jaren Jackson Jr., as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, the KCPs and the vets. But all these guys, to me, man, they've got a lot still to prove, to your point. I will just say, for Gigi, just so we're saying, I mean, that play there does look like he snatches it, a pass intended for somebody else. There is a play, I think Chip Williams put it out there, it's a play where he blocks the shot. Look at the way he runs back down the floor with the point guard after blocking it. Gets the layup on flip on the big kid from Duke and gets the and one. That's the effort that's got to be there on both ends.
Yep.
And you see him running back down the floor after the defensive play. He didn't just stop. That's got to happen at all times. And so, you know, growth.
Yep.
That's what you hope to see once this thing gets to Vegas. I'd play them all.
So you'd go all of them.
Man, all of them. I mean, what's the point? It's not
the
like
only, the only thing with Jalen is that he really might be your starting three.
I get it.
So, like, I would just hate to lose
him. But you're also, I'm hoping by the season, you got Coward.
Yeah.
And look, if I mean, he's the guy I want to win the job when it's all said and done.
Right.
I'm with you.
Let him play a couple, see how it goes.
You know, my thing is this. Did you see the win total? It's at 40.5. Yeah, that's 6 lower than last season. You are not some 2 seed that has, you can just stay healthy, maybe you can get over the top and beat OKC.
Yeah.
We're you know, a couple of years ago and last year, we're talking about how Zach Kleiman was saying, hey, we went young, we doubled and tripled, and then this year, you know, you kind of went unintentionally young, and you went younger again by using the draft pick. This is a new window, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
And you better be prepared. It feels like folks are kind of trying, and even some smart Grizz folks, we're so used to seeing 2-seed and competitiveness.
Yep.
Bro, this is look at those Vegas numbers on odds to win the West. You're 10th. Right there, solid draft.
It's like you're going back
to
like 2020, 2021.
And those numbers we saw in win totals, those 40.5, put you ninth. They got Dallas right now at 39.5, I think, because Kyrie said, hey, I might miss the regular season. I might not be ready for the playoffs. But most of the books, John, have got Dallas higher.
Yep.
Putting you in 10th, which is, you know, squarely play-in status. Better be ready for this step back with all this youth, man. No. That at one point you were fighting off. But now the organization is saying, hey, this is what we have to do. I'm just saying, not everybody's going to be OKC.
Yep.
Just because they won a title as young as they are, right, does that mean that's the new way? Sure, maybe roster-wise, the way they're, you know, constructed and who you're paying, yeah, that's the way you got to construct things with this new CBA. But my point is, do we now believe that you can win a title being mostly young all the way up and down the roster because OKC was able to pull it off? Saying that's dangerous territory if you're buying into, you know, we don't need maturity anymore around our young guys. We can go all youth just because OKC did it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's dangerous just to hold them up and say we can be that because you don't see teams as young as them winning titles.
And you know what?
Regularly.
Shea's 26, Isaiah's 27, Caruso's 30. So they still had some guys, you know, that were 26, 27, 30, you know.
Right.
So, they did have, you know, Jalen Williams, who's only been in the league for a few years, but they did have some vets as well. And, you know, the Grizzlies, they did add, you know, KCP. You know, we'll see on Cole Anthony. I don't know what the deal is there. I like Ty Jerome. You know, I mean, I do.
He's a good addition. He hits the ball handler that some believe they needed. So, you have to put Pip there. Can play with Pip on ball, off ball, can play with Ja.
Yeah. I don't think I've actually been on radio since the Grizzlies signed
but
Ty Jerome.
You tweeted about that, and people loved it.
Yeah, I talked to actually somebody that was in the Cavs organization with him last year, and they just raved about him, you know. And I mean, honestly, you look around, the Grizz are paying him less than what Luke Kennard got. Was he Atlanta? Mm. I mean, Luke Kennard got $11 million. Ty Jerome averaged 12 points a game in the playoffs. You know,
nobody thought you'd get him under 10.
Yeah.
The question is whether the Indiana series hurt him and pushed him back down.
If
it
did,
he benefited
from question.
It. He had a fantastic regular season and playoffs up until that series.
Somebody pointed out, they called me. They told me that they were listening to this show, and you pointed out that the Grizz hadn't signed a free agent since when?
Drew had it. 2019. We said it was Tyus.
Since 2019?
Outside. 2019.
6 years?
I think that's the way he worded it, I don't think it was just significant. It was the first outside since then.
Any.
Outside, not the wrong.
Not a trade, not a draft, but a free agent
that
chooses to sign with the Grizzlies. That's
pretty
nuts.
Because you traded for Marcus.
That's right. Right? That's right. That's pretty nuts, man. That is crazy. But I'm high on him. I think he'll be a really good – like, he will come – he'll be the sixth man.
Yeah.
Like, that's – you know, I think that's a very easy and obvious role for him. He won't defend. He won't be asked to do that. He'll be asked to go out there and score.
You know darn well he's going to be playing. He's going to be starting games because the last time John Morant went over 65 games.
Well, that's
I'm praying that's not the case, but
we don't have to pretend.
It's part of the reason why you bring him in.
That's what, when I talked to somebody, they said he's going to be a great pickup for you guys because Ja's going to miss games. And the people got mad. Like, how could you? Because Ja misses games.
And he's not changing.
Right. And the Grizzlies have to playing around
it's frustrating.
That.
You got to plan for it, though.
Yeah.
Like John's telling you.
Hopefully, he surprises us and plays 70 games. I ain't betting on it.
That's what I'm telling him. You want him in that six-man role. You want him competing for that. It means Ja was out there.
That's right. That's right.
Because if he's not, that means he was starting too much.
But, yeah, it's been an interesting summer, an interesting, offseason for the Grizzlies. The youth on display. Cam Spencer looked like he was ready last night, although, again, summer league. But that is the Jazz roster, basically, with the exception of a few. I mean, that's who they're going to play. They're going to play Cody Williams. They're going to play Walter Clayton. They're going to play Ace Bailey. They're going to play Filipowski. Like, that's who they are. Sensabaugh, probably, you know. So I think even though you lost the game, the big three of the summer league, you have to feel pretty encouraged about just on based on last night. You know, we'll see how much more they play. I think the Grizz are in action again tonight.
Mm-hmm. Finish it up in Salt Lake tonight. Get Philly. 0-2 Philly.
I'm not expecting any of them to play.
I would no, it's because it's back to back, and you got a bunch of dudes who haven't played. Right. I would sit them for this one, and they're playing on Friday against Boston.
Exactly. So I would expect all those three to sit, and it's going to be Jemai Meshack, Mr. 10. It's going to be the Mr. 10.
You talk about activity. 9 assists and 10 fouls. I've never seen nothing like it.
I mean, he said he's going to use all of them. And very impressive.
Yeah, Rick Barnes, he taught him it. He keeps that ball moving, too, in that offense. You're going to find the open man.
That's right.
Nine assists.
I mean, honestly, there's a lot to like.
Just be 3-and-D.
That's right.
Just get in a corner and shoot 500 threes a day.
Exactly.
Because he can do the rest in terms of the guarding and all that with his athleticism. Be a 3-and-D. That's his way. Did I see 35% in Tennessee last year? Like, that's not a terrible number.
I mean,
that's a number you can build upon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get that thing up to 38, 39 and stay in this league.
The Tigers schedule, the non-conference is complete. Got to talk about that. A lot more to come here on the show. Jessica Benson going to join us. We'll talk to her from Salt Lake about this week for the Grizzlies, the performances of the young guys, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show on Grind City Media. CJ Hurt, catcher on the Grizz Radio Network. And she's out there in Salt Lake City as we speak. She joins us now. Jessica, what's happening?
Oh, it's a beautiful, hot day here in Salt Lake City.
What do you do there? Like, what? Like, you have some downtime, I guess. Like, what do you do?
Right now, I'm staring at the mountains because everywhere you look in this city, there are mountains, north, south, east, west. No, it's a really nice little city. I'm not going to sit here and say there's a million things to do, but it's a great outdoors place. It's really hot. This week it's in like the upper 90s, but I usually go for a run here around downtown and then up into the University of Utah area. It's one of the prettiest campuses to go around, and that's where the games are being played this year too. And a nice little downtown with some restaurants and good shopping. So yeah.
So you drew the Salt Lake City straw instead of the Vegas straw.
So I'm going to be honest. I requested the Salt Lake City straw because one of my best friends is getting married in Park City, Utah on Friday. And so I requested if I could come to Salt Lake City for this stretch. And Mike Wallace, the Grand City Media senior editor, is going to help me out and take the Las Vegas stretch this year so that I can stay here and go to my friend's wedding on Friday.
That worked out beautifully.
It was perfect timing. I'm so grateful she planned it that way, just for me.
Yes, unlike the end of the game last night.
Oh, what a travesty it was.
I wouldn't say I got good sleep. I was tossing and turning, you know, just thinking about like who was the pass intended for, you know, was it really a three? What kept you up about it?
What kept me up about it is I saw with my own eyes that it was a three. Like I was sitting right there. I saw his foot. And so then I was having to doubt my own eyeballs all night because the refs told me it was a two.
You mean that, by the way, like you're like, this is like you're standing 10 toes down. That was a three.
It was a three. I thought it was a three. One of the baseline camera guys came up to me and was like, hey, we have footage that shows that it's a clear three that we're not putting up on the Jumbotron right now. And I was like, show the footage, run the tape. But ultimately, it doesn't really matter. But it was a three. It was a three.
I think it matters to Gigi. I will say these cameras are awful.
Yeah, he went down on a knee, didn't he, after he didn't get the call?
Yeah, like, it looked like
he really wanted
it.
He got some bad news from the vet or something, man, you know, about the dog.
Hey, if there's one thing you can take away from this Grizzly team, like, they care. You know, I get that it's summer league and you can make jokes about it, but like the players want to win. Gigi wants that shot to be a three, wants to go to overtime. I don't know if they technically want to play overtime because my God, that game
right.
was so long and so brutal and so many trips to the line and so many fouls called. But they let the competitiveness sit in, you know, from Gigi to Cam, both of them had their jerseys torn by the end of the game, which just shows that once the whistle blows and you're on that court, like they're there to win, even if everyone else is like, ooh, summer league is only about development and getting an opportunity to look at these guys. It doesn't matter if they win or lose the game.
Cam is a bucket. Cam is a three. Cam puts that three up. It feels like it's going to go in. The issue is right now he's also a turnover. And what you don't want to be is like Luke Kennard, right, where you're one-dimensional. And that's no slight to Luke Kennard, but it has been something that's kept him off the floor previously in his careers. If you're one-dimensional and you can't be on the ball and you can't, you know, sort of handle that role on a winning team, then it's going to be a limited time for you. What have you thought of Cam so far and what he can give this team, whether it's in a, you know, a small role, part of the rotation, or a bigger one if guys go down?
Yeah, I think my wonderful co-host CJ Hurt brought it up on our show this morning that sometimes it can't always be about asking players to do more than what they're good at. And that's not to say, of course, you can never have too many ball handlers. You can never have too many three-point shooters. But I think sometimes in the past with the Grizzlies, be it a Luke Kennard or even how things ended up trending with Desmond Bane, where you're asking them, out of necessity, of course, to play more on the ball, but that's not necessarily their most natural position. And then that takes them out of what they do best. And for Cam Spencer, that's shooting the three, right? I mean, his shot is just so pure. And so to see that part, and yes, it's great that you have the experimental grounds of a summer league to get more reps and to hopefully gain more comfort. So if it's a break glass in case of emergency situation, but you need three-point shooting on this team because you lost Luke Kennard and Desmond Bane. And so if there is at least an option in someone like a Cam Spencer who has the confidence to take shots with, you know, really as little space as possible, some of those shots he's firing off, you're like, oh, how did he see the basket? Why is he taking that shot? And then it goes in, and you're like, oh, well, of course he did. But there's a reason why he led college basketball in three-point shooting percentage. Like, he has a good eye. He knows how to get to his spots, whether it be off screens, off the dribble, catch and shoot. Obviously, you hope his game continues to expand. But just from a standpoint of the three-point shooting and the attitude of Cam Spencer, those are things that I think will be able to be utilized from the Grizzlies, be it in small doses, yep, perhaps not necessarily the most important members of this team this season. But I really liked what I've seen from Cam.
What would be sort of your approach with Jalen Wells? Because, you know, there's a school of thought, obviously, that he's going to be competing with Cedric Howard for the starting three position. It seems like, you know, you talked to him and he just talked about, you know, building that chemistry with you know, Cam and Gigi, but also like from an organizational perspective, like, you know, I would really hate to give this guy, you know, four games in Vegas, and God forbid something happened. So what is your just approach with him, knowing that he's not a guaranteed starter, but he could be, and he's coming off of that year that he had last year.
Yeah, it's so interesting. He's obviously not a guaranteed starter, but it feels as close as you could get. And whether that be of him shifting from the three to the two, and then you have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in that mix. But the thing with Jalen Wells that I think we all have to remember, one, you can never count on someone's sophomore year, right? Like, we've seen it time and time again where someone has an excellent rookie season and it just doesn't look the same in year two. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen to Jalen Wells. I think it's just something that, realistically speaking, you always have to be cautious about. But with Jalen Wells, he has continued to prove that even when his shot is not falling, he can still be an effective member of the team. And we saw that in his rookie season too, when he hit the, you know, proverbial rookie slump, but he was still impacting games in various ways, particularly with his defense. And that's where I think if he is able to shift into that two guard spot, the kind of players that he will be forced to defend are the ones that he's most comfortable with. And that's something that's continued to look consistent here, both in the first game in Salt Lake and then also last night against the Jazz. And his shot eventually came, right? Like, he didn't, you know, freak out. He stayed in his head. He kept getting good looks. And eventually the shot began to fall. I think the confidence level of Jalen Wells and the confidence of the organization around Jalen Wells speaks volumes. And it might not be, you know, he has the most a perfect season of all time in year two, but there's still enough there where you're feeling pretty good about Jalen Wells and his ability to be a serious member of this rotation and then starting five for this team when they ultimately, you know, are in a position to compete in the West.
You were in Antigua, I believe, last week, so did not get a chance,
yes,
to ask you how valuable a piece you think Ty Jerome could be for this team.
I was so excited when I saw that the Grizzlies had signed Ty Jerome, because it just, he's one of those guys that you kind of just watch on another team and think to yourself, ponder sometimes, you know, he'd be a really great addition, a really great off the bench guy on your team, on any team. And for his place within the Grizzlies, I think he really meshes well with the, not just what he brings from an on-court standpoint, but the character of the veteran players they're bringing in, be it KCP, who's won championships, and you listen to him talk. And Ty Jerome, like, the words that get brought up constantly with those guys is great locker room guy, great locker room presence, great mentor opportunity for other players within the team. And so it's a twofold. It's obviously it fills a need that the Grizzlies have from a play standpoint, but then it also allows them to kind of reshape the voices around the other voices in the locker room, right? And these are players who come in with a level of like gravitas towards them, or perhaps they'll be listened to.
Jemai Meshack, 10 fouls. I mean, you know, you can't take them with you.
No, you can't.
I mean, obviously, it feels like he and Zion Pullen are competing here. I don't think Zion has put on a super compelling has made a super compelling statement for that last two-way. But what have you seen from, I know it was only one game, but we had to wait for the trade to be made official. Did you like what you saw from Jemai last night?
I did. You have 10 fouls to give in a summer league game. You might as well take it. But it's also a situation for him. That was his first game, and he hasn't been able to do full practices. He's been involved with things here, but from the standpoint of his contract not being official until that trade went through, he's been limited. And so to just go out there, and he told me before the game, like, he just wants to go out there and start to learn, and basically baptism by fire. And I felt that's what it was last night. And some of those fouls, you saw he was having a little bit of trouble keeping up with guys. And so he's running behind them and getting a little handsy with it. And next thing you know, he has 5 fouls halfway through the first quarter. And you're like, oh, this could be a short night for Jamai, but he, I thought, settled into it more down the stretch. It took much longer than I anticipated for him to use all 10 of those, considering they kept him in the game. He had 9 assists, and it was kind of an underrated 9 assists. You looked at the box score at one point and just thought, where did those all come from? But some really nice passes, some nice court vision. I know he has said that, you know, his scoring is an underrated part of his game, and he hit that big, like, critical three late in the game after he had had a rough shooting night. At that point, I think he had 2 points, so he ends with 5 in the game. But just the defensive intensity and the attitude of him, I hate the overuse of the word dog, because we do it far too often, and so I'm really trying to stay away from it. But he does shift into that space, and even just talking with him and his understanding of, listen, I might not be able to impact the game in some of the more traditional ways, but what I could do is change things energy wise on defense. And that's what he's trying to bring to the table. And, you know, no one's ever tuning into summer league to really hone in on someone's defense, but I think Jamai Meshack is, and I really like his opportunity to take one of those two-way spots. I'm really interested, you know, a game like tonight where more than likely the main guys will probably take a breather on the second night of a back-to-back before they fly out to Las Vegas after tonight's game. And it should give an opportunity for the players who are competing for two-way positions or just spots on G League rosters across the league. And perhaps we'll get a more highlighted approach to some of those players.
Jess, straighten me out on this, as you usually do. We saw a number, a season win total from betonline.ag yesterday, had the Grizzlies at 40.5. And I started bringing this up around folks yesterday, not just on air, but off. And I sensed like some balling up of fists as I was talking about it. Some sort of, you know, just some kind of, you know, some pushback. A lot of, they have no idea what they're talking about. We'll be top four again. We'll be, you know, last year, I think they were 6 games higher, 46.5. You end up coming in at 48. And I'm not asking that to ask you about the number so much as, are we, you know, is it that, Jess, do you still feel good that with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.? Yeah, forget 40.5. You know, we're coming in 50. I mean, that's how good we'll be. We'll show them. Or are we going to have to prepare ourselves for what could very likely be a step back with all of this youth? I mean, you even went out and used 3 draft picks. Which way are you sort of leaning on that?
So I've kind of come to this place with all of the offseason moves for the Grizzlies. Ultimately, you're always going to go back to the main thing, which is that this is all about building around Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. And ultimately, financially wise, the proof of product wise, the decision was made to move off of Desmond Bane. And the Magic were a team that thought so much of Desmond Bane that they put together the deal that they did. And so removing him from the equation, I think, you know, mathematically, analytically, Vegas-ly, where you're looking at win totals and numbers, the Grizzlies did take a step back in what they had from a team that won 48 games last season. And there's a lot of unknown as it pertains to how the youth will pan out with this team, how the additions of a KCP, you know, how much of a needle does Ty Jerome actually move? Like, you can like these moves a lot, and you can be incredibly optimistic about the moves that the Grizzlies have made this offseason. You can declare it a good offseason, but then you can also sit in a space of, there is a wait and see element to how this all comes together. And of course, the hope is that it comes together beautifully, but you also look up and down the Western Conference, and from the Thunder to the Rockets, right, to the Nuggets, who are back in a position where I would wonder if Vegas makes them the favorite for next season. What the Clippers are doing right now, the Timberwolves, you still have the Warriors, you have the Mavericks and the Spurs that are coming up there from the bottom, who have an opportunity to certainly win way more games than they won last year. And so then where do the Grizzlies fit in that? Like, it just becomes a, how good is good for a season next year? And that's something that, until we see, one, also how the injuries factor out at the beginning. How long is Zach Edey out? How long is Jaren Jackson Jr. out? So how is that impacting, you know, the first third of the season, first fourth of the season, and the Grizzlies' wins in that time period? But yeah, I can understand where it looks like, you know, Vegas is drinking a little haterade to put it there at 40.5. But there are tangible reasons where you can look at and say, okay, this makes sense why this would be perceived this way. But then it's up to this team to come out and blow it out of the water.
Definitely. And then finally, give us your review of Antigua as a vacation destination.
It's beautiful. I've never been to the Caribbean before. I've never been to an all-inclusive before. And I had high expectations, I would say, but it just blew all my expectations out of the water, literally. The color of the water is gorgeous. I was able to go to a couple different sides of the island, and so see it from different areas, but it was relaxing. The people were so nice. The food where we were at was awesome. It was the first day of lobster season, and they had caught lobsters out in the ocean and come and grilled them on just like a makeshift grill on the beach with shrimp and fresh fish. And yeah, highly recommend. You should add Antigua to your list.
Oh, Antigua. Never...
Oh,
it's not Antigua. It is Antigua. Okay. It's okay.
Well, well, you should have corrected me earlier.
No, I mean, over 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But it is Antigua. So that's what I learned when I touched down in Antigua.
Okay.
Tell Chris I loved his wardrobe. Mine would have been similar.
Oh,
like the shirts he went. Now, did you pick that out, or was that all him? He was, you know, he got
I've
his
had
own good
minor
taste.
Influence, but he's really taken upon himself
good.
To be a good vacation dresser. It really started with our honeymoon, and then he's added some nice pieces from there, and they always come out in vacations like the one we just took, and I'm always very appreciative and very proud of him. You know, men, you can take some risks on your vacation outfits. You don't just have to wear the polo tucked in. I saw a lot of polos tucked into a lot of khaki shorts. Mm-hmm. And you can go a lot further than that.
I think he looks great. That's how I put a like on his posts about it. Want to make sure that he knows.
Vacation dresser.
That.
I've never heard of that term.
Well, I mean, Jess is going to be all dressed up. You don't want to be in the pictures with her looking frumpy. That's
well,
off
exactly.
top.
Well,
then
I know.
Have some pride, too. This is clearly a dude that's taking some pride in
what he's
selecting here.
But let's
Antigua.
Be real. I mean, you get to just put on like a little tropical dress and call it a day.
Oh, no. I take great planning of my vacation outfits as well, please. And we match sometimes, too. We think these things through.
Until a lot went into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least the trained I can. John's obviously still a savage out here.
Yeah, totally. I literally, like, that's, like when you call him a great vacation dresser, like, what is that?
I said, this is looking good.
I'm going to wear the same thing.
You go to Antigua one time, going to take pictures. You want to be coordinated.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
you're just trying to keep your kids alive. I get it.
Yeah,
we're just living these lives.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you guys are doing the dink thing, man. You're rocking it.
Yep.
You're doing an amazing job.
Doing it as long as we can.
I envy it, you know, because, like, I compare it to my vacation, which was, I'm just trying to console my kid. We're going to get you an ice cream cone from this food truck. Like, I promise
sometimes I have to console Chris and say, we're going to get you an ice cream cone.
Right,
so, you know,
right.
We have similar things there.
All right, well, congrats on your vacation clothing.
Yes, congrats.
Thank you.
And
great trip.
And enjoy the rest of your time in Utah.
I will.
Thank
I'll
you,
talk
Jess.
To you guys next week.
Right, yep.
Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Now, I do. I think you are a guy. I've seen it. I've seen pictures. I think you're a guy that definitely raises the bar when you go to a Caribbean island.
Yeah, if you're going Caribbean.
You're
going
to do the linen. You're going to do the, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, a decent looking pair of swimming trunks.
Right, right.
You know, a nice Caribbean looking shirt.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to do the Raider shorts. And that's and the island
have,
the island's
going to
have
to chain out.
Adapt to me.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
You'll pull the chain out. That's about as far as you'll. Maybe a little shorter sleeves.
That's right. That's exactly it. But yeah, it will not be oh, I have to go get some linen for the trip. But again,
your wedding. Your
yes.
the men in your the, wedding.
Yeah.
You guys
the,
all wearing that white. You look great
yes.
down there.
And, that's
and
the
I
last
realize
because
it's a
you know,
wedding.
Yes.
But John, you did this. You
yeah.
did, it's what I'm saying. You're not so far removed from that. I realize
yeah,
the kids have
years.
Changed you.
Yeah.
But you did it there.
Yeah.
That's for an occasion.
Yeah.
In this case, a trip to Antigua
well,
is a one-time
vacation
thing.
Is supposed to be an occasion in
right,
a way.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to take all these pictures.
Yeah.
You're going to look back 20 years from now, and you're going to want to say, you know what? I look pretty darn
look
good right there.
No, you're right. That is true.
You
that
know?
Is true. Are
but
you a linen guy, Brad? Are you bringing the linen to the Caribbean, or are you just going to meet them where they're at?
No, I would rock the linen.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. It's a big difference, and you nailed it. They're spending it all on each other right
that's
now,
right.
bro.
That's right.
I haven't bought clothes for myself in so long. And that's one kid.
Yeah.
You got two. But more importantly, whether you got it or not to buy for yourself, they're the priority now. You're
no
not
question.
Pouring it. You're not looking in the mirror and thinking, ooh, tomorrow I want to look even better than this. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
maybe you have that as a flash, but your priority is your kids.
That's
they're living
exactly
that
right.
dink life.
They
and
are.
Man, they are stretching it out.
They
and
should.
They
should.
That's the perks that come with that life.
Well, I tell my brother this all the time. Like, you know, because he's talking about he wants to start, you know, he's thinking about having a kid. He and his wife got married mm-hmm. last year. I'm like, listen, you can do whatever you want to do.
Bro, take it in right now.
But that's what I said. I said, bro, you gotta let the cake bake a little bit, man. Enjoy your partner. Enjoy your life without kids because
more and more of us are waiting late, bro.
Yeah.
And the only drawback I'd tell you is when old little Chris wants to run me around and I'm
right.
up approaching 50 now.
Right.
Hey, maybe I don't have it. you know, that necessarily that stamina that my 26-year-old, 30-year-old right. dad did.
Right.
Necessarily. But now he was old than that by that time. But point being,
yeah.
I mean, my dad had me at 26. So
he's
37 years old when I'm running around 11 years old.
Yeah.
What Chris is right now, hell, I'm about to be 49. You see my point?
And absolutely.
So there's some stamina things maybe, but you know what's also laid is a foundation
yes.
that my dad didn't quite have all the way laid down yet that's there for Chris.
Absolutely.
And I would tell you that there's more. You look at the numbers and
yeah.
how many more of us are just waiting.
Yep.
There's probably more, you know, more pluses, more pros.
Yeah.
Than that. But what you're doing is what my brother did. You're knocking it out, bro. You're going to be young when they're out the freaking nest. Like,
yeah.
you have a lot of life, you know, after they're gone.
Yeah.
That's the other part about it. Unless you just
ideally.
Keep having these kids.
Ideally.
Unless you just keep deciding you want a whole team and everything.
I never want to have sex again, to be honest, after this weekend. I just want to just be, celibate. I just want to be celibate. And if it falls off, it falls off.
Do you and Sam's goals match on that?
Yeah, it depends on the day, bro. It depends. Like, some days she has the will to try to speak it, and then other days she's like, there's just no way. Because it's like, dude, think about the logistics, man. I think about the logistics of trying to wheel three kids around this weekend. How the hell do you do that with two people?
Y'all are on your way. Young rabbits.
No. Not on our way. That is for damn sure. We are very much stalled. And we may just stay here and say, this is nice. Because, you know, now they're starting to get older a little bit. They start to get a little bit more independent. Like,
do what Aki and many men have done. Take it upon yourself. Snip, snip.
It's like Kamala said. We are not going back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to move forward with the two, I think. I mean, I never say never. But I just kind of think that we got the girl, we got the boy. Put my jersey in the raft, we through, bro. And I'm not doing the snip either.
It's a pride thing for you, is it?
It is.
It was for me as well.
So, you know, if an accident happens, so be it. You know, I mean, but I've perfected that art.
Cool.
I like to think. But anyway, that's a different story for a different day.
Thank you.
We have a lot more to come here on the show. Got some Memphis football win totals. Can I interest you in that?
Every time.
From the sharpest sports book in North America. They released them yesterday.
Very interesting.
Over at Circa. And so we will talk about that. And I am in the process of trying to get the odds from them on what it would be for Memphis to win the conference. They didn't post those. I'm trying to get those. So we can talk about that and a lot more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to find me? ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.